The Raven, I see your sense of urgency, and I appreciate that, because this is a moment that is, we're in crisis, and you don't see that reflected enough in the hearts and minds of people who are just walking down the street in the system, doing their 9-to-5, trying to make a living. And I see you connecting with people and trying to start this dialogue, talking with individuals who are coming from different places. Some people feel like are right there with you, who see the truth behind the system. And there's a range of people coming from different places. Other people are definitely very much ingrained in this system, very much invested in this way. But I think we can all agree that there is a lot that is broken. There's a lot that is wrong that needs to be fixed with the system. So, and what we're talking about today is it a matter of addressing those problems and taking them on one by one? Or is there a deeper issue with the system? Does it need to go? Is it not salvageable? So,
well, you know, when I wrote Unpacking Democracy, it really was an effort to try to call the question, because I think most of the people that I've been talking with, because we don't have, this is a unique opportunity for Dewey and myself to actually have access to the airwaves, because ordinarily the kinds of conversations that you're going to hear Sundays at 9, you will not hear anywhere else, because all we hear are the constant drumbeat, the platitudes around, I've heard my entire life, and I think my elder status gives me somewhat of an advantage, because I've heard these same so-called solutions touted decade after decade. We have to make democracy real. We have to make the political system more fair. We have to fix politics, get money out of it. We have to make the economy more just. And so I've been able to see decade after decade, all of us jumping through hoop after hoop, trying every possible thing we can try to fix it. And I think we need to, at this point, acknowledge that it could be that this system was not actually set up for us. In Unpacking Democracy, I begin by saying that the founding fathers had no purpose other than to pursue happiness, enjoy a good life, and that good life was premised on contained and managed labor, our human energy. They understood that it is not possible to pursue happiness if you have to sell yourself, even if it's only for a portion of the day and not for your entire day. It is still relinquishing to others your capacity to think, to reason, to be creative. And that there is an ethical question that is so deep and so omnipresent, we don't see it as an ethical question, the loss of our human creativity. So I don't believe that a system that was designed for an elite to enjoy leisure is going to work for the vast majority of us to enjoy leisure. So then we need to look at these questions. Do we deserve to enjoy leisure, all of us, globally? Is there some reason we can't? And these are the questions I looked at in waking up, looking at the question of, if it is possible, what holds us back?